We're now joined by head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City boys basketball team, looking back at their week. Weren't able to play Breckenridge last Friday. We're just talking about that off the air here with Coach Clark. That will be postponed. Not sure of a makeup date on that one, but it was a good victory for the Hawks at Tri-County last week. We talked about that one. Both teams would be excited. Both teams' victories have been few and far between for both programs, so Gilman City gets the victory in that one. 41-38 a week ago. As far as it goes tonight, not sure at this point. We're recording this 10 o'clock in the morning. I'd be surprised if Newtown Harris makes it over to Gilman City, but as far as we know, Coach, at the time of the recording, you're going to try to find out for sure here over the next half an hour.
Yeah, we're going to get in touch with Newtown's administration here pretty quick and find out their thoughts on traveling. So it'll be the ball be in their court since they have to do the traveling.
Boy, we had the storm on Friday. We got a little bit of ice this morning, and everybody was kind of under the assumption that the games tonight would go. But, you know, Mother Nature has different ideas, and I think we know what's coming this weekend. Scheduling is going to be a bear once you get out of the Gilman City tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just visiting with my superintendent about, you know, this week. You thought we were going to get some games in, and heck, who knows what's going to happen the rest of this week. We may not get any games in this week, but, yeah, it'll make things very interesting towards the end of the scheduled season here, trying to sneak games in that you need to make up.
So, you know, we talked about the fact that your program and the Tri-County program, victory has been tough to come by for both teams this year. So both teams are going to look at that game last Tuesday as an opportunity to get a victory, and it was very competitive. You won by three. What do you feel like was the key in getting the victory for your side, Coach?
Well, it really came down to how we played in overtime. You know, we had an opportunity to try and sneak away there in the fourth quarter with a victory, but we just had a couple mishaps and gave Tri-County an opportunity to have the ball back again to right at the end of the game and tie it up, which was disappointing. But I was proud of some guys that stepped up there in the overtime, and it really came down to our point guard, Jory Stotts. He decided, you know, that he can make some buckets for us, and he really did. He stepped up there in overtime and scored. Oh, he scored 6 out of our 8 points in overtime for us to get a victory.
So you get a victory, and then I'm sure you had a couple of practices. You weren't able to play Breckenridge. I'm just double-checking on this, Coach. Was the Breckenridge postponement directly due to the weather?
Well, unfortunately, they only had 5 gentlemen, and I think one of them had to go for some medical issues. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to have enough boys to finish their season. Mm-hmm. You know, so we'll just have to wait and hear on that one. And yes, the weather forecast came in to play as far as the girls' game did. So had a couple issues there with trying to get those games in.
Okay. I was just double-checking on that. But you know, as far as, you know, not being able to get in the gym, certainly because of the weather, I'm sure over the weekend, having the game tonight very much in doubt as the time of this recording, along with the North Harrison game on Friday, what's your biggest concern with your young team if they don't get, if weather kind of has its own ideas and you don't get the games and the practices? What is your concern moving forward if the boys don't have that regular time in the gym?
Well, like you pointed out, we just don't have that regular time in the gym. You know, like we mentioned, we finally got a victory at Jamesport last week. I was really hoping to feed off of that and get in the gym and work with some positives and keep moving in the right direction and work towards getting a couple more victories before our own tournament. And now we've had, you know, a couple misses and not having games. So you hope you don't get back out of that groove of moving in the right direction, getting some guys with the right kind of mindset and some motivation. So hopefully we can keep that motivation and keep rolling with all the distractions with the weather.
Well, and we know that, you know, generally the games that are going to be made up, if they need to be made up, will be conference games because you want to get all those in. So at some point, whether or not it's tonight or whether or not it's Friday, you're going to host Newtown Harris and you're going to host North Harrison. So let's talk about Newtown Harris a little bit. I think, yeah, I'm guilty of this, and I know as a coach you try to make sure the boys aren't guilty of this, that you look at a team like Newtown Harris that's struggling a little bit, and you look at it from Gilman City's perspective and say, you know, there's an opportunity to get a win. And I think there's truth to that, but you don't want to overlook anybody and kind of think, okay, this is Newtown Harris, we're going to get this one because they're coming to our barn. There's a danger in thinking that way, is there not?
Right, yeah, there is. You have to look at each opponent, and you have to prepare for each opponent as best as you can. You know, obviously, Newtown's kind of in a similar boat that we are. You know, they're looking for more wins. They're not easy to come by. And, you know, we've had our battles with Newtown in the last couple of years. And so, you know, we can't overlook anybody. You know, they've got some athletic kids on the team. They've got a big kid in the middle. And so they've got their own challenges that we need to prepare for. So I know they've got one or two guards that are pretty quick and don't mind shooting the ball from deep. And we don't want to allow them to run wild and get hot from there. And their post player, he's a big kid. So it's not going to be easy to defend. You know, if he gets you sealed, you're going to be stuck there and you're not going to be able to do anything but end up fouling or giving up a layup. So we're going to have to defend the post as well as guard a couple of shooters. And then, so, you know, we've got our fair share to prepare for.
If you look at the conference race this year, and I don't think there is a whole lot of change at the top. If you look at Winston and then Mercer, I think there's going to be a battle there between the Redbirds and the Cardinals at some point. But that North Harrison team is kind of looming, and that Shamrock team is really good this year.
Yes, they've got a lot of good athletes, and they've got a bench. I know they've got a deep bench that they can draw from with some good athletes there, too. You know, we had some heated battles with them last season. You know, they've seen a lot of high competition games, and I think they're showing the fruits of their hard work this year. So, you know, that's going to be a tough matchup for us. Not one that we shouldn't be unfamiliar with, but still at the same time, you know, they've got good athletes and good skills, and they play well together, and they play with a high intensity, I believe. And so all those are things that we're going to have to prepare for, and it's going to be a good challenge.
And you got to play them back-to-back because you play them you schedule play them Friday. I got my doubts on if anything's going to be played Friday because the forecast looks gnarly. You play them Monday in the tournament, Coach. So you know, as it stands now, you'd have to see the Shamrocks twice in four nights.
Right. You know, that creates its own issues in itself. You know, the old saying is you can beat a team once and maybe twice. The third time makes it interesting. So the more times you see an opponent, the more matchup issues that you come with or adjustments you can make in each matchup and just kind of have games within the game to make the outcome even more interesting.
My impression of watching your team play at Holiday Hoops, Coach, was, and you see this with young teams, that there's an inconsistency issue that coaches always try to fight through. So you try to look at it and say, where are we at our best? If we're playing to the best of our capabilities, even if that's for a 2 to 3 minute stretch, how does it look? And when I was watching your team, I thought that was a pretty good spot for Gilman City. I'm sure the issue is, can we get to that where we're playing our best or up close to our best more often?
Right, you're right. You're just looking for that consistency. We've got to get our key players to understand what it is we're looking to do and try and execute those things as many times as we can without becoming monotonous and just going through the motions. And so I thought we had a pretty good practice yesterday and you know, trying to explain to these boys what it is we're looking for. You know, even if we call a play, we got to understand there's five guys in that play. Maybe we were looking for a specific shot, but we have to be ready to score from all five positions in that play and those types of things. And so, you know, with an inexperienced group of guys that haven't played a lot of ball together, that just takes time. And I think, you know, maybe towards the end of the season, maybe when we get to our conference tournament, hopefully we'll be moving in the right direction and playing much better ball by then.
Gilman City tournament next week. The Hawks are in pool play. They will play North Harrison next Monday at 8:15. And Princeton a week from tonight, also at 8:15. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Best luck with the games, the practices, the rest of the week.
I appreciate it, Tom.